Hello, my name is Tyree Simon. This is YCRadio.org, the voice of today's generation. And here I have a special guest in here. Tell me what's your name, Jeremy.
My name is Jeremy Sapeg. What's going on, man?
Going good. Now, Jeremy Sapeg is a part of the SAC program and also a two-sport athlete, which we're going to talk about here. But first, we're always going to start with an origin story and, you know, tell listeners, you know, where you came from and, you know, how you got to where you are. So, Jeremy, tell listeners where you're from.
I'm from Fordham, down in the mid-Bronx, up in the Bronx, New York. Currently live on Tremont Ave. I lived in New York my whole life. Again, born and raised in the Bronx.
Bronx kid.
Yeah. Yeah, true rebel.
So, you know, one of the things you talked off air about is how, you know, the Bronx helped made you who you are and how, you know, it made you into the career path we're going to talk about in a little bit. Tell us, listeners, what the Bronx means to you.
To what the Bronx means to me, it's history as well as legacy. Now, history meaning that if you go back and you think about anybody successful who came from New York City, 2 out of 3, they came from the Bronx.
Okay.
And legacy meaning that the Bronx is really great. It's had its bad times. It has its reputations, but the Bronx can be a great place to live in. I personally love it. I love the scape of it. It's just great, man, no matter what people say about it.
You know, you got the Bronx native over here. Shouting out the Bronx. Can't beat that. Can't beat that.
The boogie down Bronx.
You know, one of the interesting things about you, you know, you have a lot of interesting things, that qualities, but we talked off air and you told me that you are a two-sport athlete.
Yeah.
What sports do you play here at York College?
I do swimming and I do track.
Swimming and track.
Yeah.
Two things I am not good at.
Yeah. One of those things I'm still getting used to, so trust me, I know how it feels.
Which one?
Track. I just started track work compared to swimming. I've been swimming for less than a decade, so.
Got decades worth of knowledge going on.
Yeah, we're compared to track.
And so, you know, you're a two-sport athlete at York College.
Yeah.
And, you know, on top of that, you're balancing school. How are you able to balance school and also being a two-sport athlete?
You just have to find the balance for, like, you just have to find the reasons. Like, for my reasons, I've been swimming for years. I love swimming.
Right.
And I started track was because I was there. As an ROTC cadet, I needed to improve my running.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't getting the job done on my own.
Right.
So I figured, why not join a team that can help me out? So that's what started me out with track.
Right.
And to balance it out between school, because college is not easy, no matter what anyone says. College is not easy. You just have to find the reasons why you're doing what you're doing and think, how are you going to organize this between the 24 hours out of a day? So with swimming, I do about 2 hours. Then track about maybe 3 hours. And then you add those hours plus 6 hours of sleep. So if you think about it, you have about roughly 12, 14 hours left of what can you do, which I could use for my schoolwork.
Jeez. Talk about a busy schedule, man.
Crazy.
Crazy. But and this is the stuff that, you know, the sports department, the athletes there, that this is the stuff you do on a daily basis. So, you know, my hat's off to you for being able to do it and be successful with it.
Yeah, you just gotta make it a living.
That's all you can do. And you mentioned before about the ROTC. Tell listeners what the ROTC is, if they don't know.
Well, for those of you that don't know, ROTC stands for Reserves Officer Training Corps.
Okay.
So what the ROTC is in college, it's an elective class where it will teach you leadership guidance. It will teach you certain citizenship examples. But that's only, you don't have to commit at first, which a lot of people overthink.
Right.
They think just that, I'm taking the class, they're going to enlist me in the Army. No, it's just to help you build your leadership within yourself. Now, also, if you want to commit, once you graduate, after you take the classes of 4 years, you will enter the Army at graduation as a second lieutenant. So that's basically it. It's training exercises. It's it's a lot of fun. Right. It's a lot of fun. It's so much to explain. I'm gonna take like a whole day to do it, and I know we don't got that.
Nah, yeah, I feel you.
But it really is a great program, and if you're looking to join the Army, if you're just looking to better yourself, right, give it, just do one or two semesters of it, and then that's it.
This is YC Radio, here with Jeremy Sepek. Now, Jeremy, you also said to me off air, and you talked about how, you know, you want to be in the military.
Yeah.
Right?
I do.
What is the, you know, what made you want to go down that path? What makes you want to, you know, say, I want to be in the military. This is what I want to do.
I did it in high school. I did the junior ROTC. Mm-hmm. I did that in high school, and it straightened me out because as a kid, I was very different. I was very unmannered. I was very disrespectful. Mm. And I was kind of a juvenile as a kid. And I remember my freshman year, I was presenting the ROTC, and I was kind of impressed by presentation of it. So I figured, why not just give it a shot?
Right.
So I gave it a shot in high school. Now, again, in high school, everybody thought, oh, they're enlisting us for the Army. They're going to send us away and all that. No, that wasn't the case. In high school, it was just another elective. So I did it, and what turned out was I was really good at it. I had a natural talent for it.
Right.
So a lot of people had acting. A lot of people had instruments. Me, it was ROTC. It was military drill. Mm. So I did it in high school. I succeeded in it. It straightened me out. It helped me get my grades up. It really pushed me. It taught me how to. They made a soldier out of a scoundrel. That's right. The best quote I can give. They made me a soldier.
You know, and that's remarkable. You know, you're in high school. I mean, you're in college right now. My gosh, you're in college right now.
Yeah.
And you know, you're a two-sport athlete. You know, we're going to talk about the SAC program in a second, but you're also trying to be in the military. You are in the ROTC.
Yeah.
Like, that's a lot on your plate, man.
It is, man. And a lot of people don't even realize it.
Right.
A lot, because when a lot of people see me, they'll see me as this happy kind of guy. They'll say, I got everything figured out. I don't. I'm up at 3:30 in the morning almost Jeez. Every single day. And I'm here at school before the crack of dawn watching the sunrise every time I get out of PT.
York, that is dedication right there. Pure, pure dedication. You know, and speaking of the SAC program, you know, that's something that is doing a lot of action behind the scenes with the sports department and you know.
Absolutely,
you
man.
Know, really, really having the, and you're becoming the figure of the SAC program and how to conduct yourself as an athlete. Tell listeners what the SAC program is.
The SAC program, well, for those of you that don't know, SAC stands for the Student Athlete Advisory Committee. So it's kind of like student government, but it's a way to represent the athletes and the athletic department.
Right.
So what we do is we'll plan certain looking for a word.
Events. All
right. Certain. Yeah, there we go. I've been up since 3:30, man. So my brain's a little fried.
I feel you.
So yeah, certain events. We'll plan certain things to do during the events. We'll plan out certain trips. We'll plan out certain projects. Right. Like recently, we had our Socks for Soldiers and our Military Appreciation Day event.
What you going to talk about?
Yeah, we will talk about. But yeah, that's what SAC is. It's just a way to represent the school from the athletics part.
And tell us how you got into the SAC program. Because, you know, I spoke to a mutual friend, and he told me about you. And, you know, he was telling me about your story and how, you know, you became a part of the SAC program in a very short time.
It's kind of funny when I go back and think about it, because when school first started, they were pushing the SAC program. I remember the freshman orientation and the athlete orientation. They were pushing, be a part of SAC, be a part of SAC, be a part of SAC. And when I'm thinking, be a part of SAC, I'm like, no, I don't got time.
Right.
I don't got time. So I remember later on throughout the year, I got my swimming coach, Coach Sam.
Right.
She's, we need SAC representatives.
Right.
Now, I already felt like, because I'm the type of person where if I don't got nothing to do, I need something to do.
Right.
So I had a little bit of free time. So I feel like, why not dedicate it to SAC?
Mm-hmm.
And when I get to SAC, I see it there. And there's not a lot of people getting involved. A lot of the projects we do bail out because people bail out on it.
Right.
So it sucked. So I went in and I tried to give whatever I know, whatever leadership knowledge I had, whatever experiences I had to see what we could do to make SAC better. And it's still a struggle now, but we're getting up there little by little.
You know, some of the things that you did at the Puerto Rico relief, when you had people bringing items for Puerto Rico.
Yeah, that was the case. That was the case. But here's the funny part. I wasn't in SAC at the time.
Really?
I wasn't.
but that, it just shows of what SAC does.
It does.
But the things that you recently were a part of and you know, people have said a large part of was Military Appreciation Night and the SOX donation.
Yeah.
Tell listeners about the Military Appreciation Night and what you did there.
Well, for Military Appreciation Night, I keep saying a lot.
Jesus. It's all right, man.
I keep saying But for the night, we did, for the month of January and the first week of February, we gathered SOX. And we got this idea from the Saxon Soldiers Corporation,
right,
which comes from when we get feedback from certain military veterans, the one thing they do ask for is socks.
Mm.
And I could say that firsthand because I've never been an active duty veteran,
right,
and I still haven't served yet, but I've worn the military uniform, and I tell you, the boots hurt over time,
oh,
especially during a ruck march.
Dropping knowledge here on WASI Radio. So, Jeremy, you also got the event together. Like, you were a major part of getting this whole event together, and you know, you reached out to veterans.
Yeah, I did. Don't give me all the credit. Don't give me all the credit. Like, I'm thankful, but just seriously, I did not do it all by myself. It was a lot of people. I got majorly involved because, again, I had a certain military background, I had certain military knowledge,
right,
and I had experience.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a major show up. We had the CUNY ROTC Empire Battalion, which I'm a part of. We had our color guard come,
right,
led by Cadet U. We had one of the instructors here at York, Master Sergeant Godoy, come out for a little bit. We thanked him for coming out, showing him his parents. We had one of our own students. His name is Chi. I can't remember his last name. I always call him Chi.
Well, okay, we'll call Chi.
He was a veteran too. He was a medic. But overall, what the event represented was really great. It was really great. And I really hope we could do more stuff like that in the future.
And the turnout was great too, right?
It was. It was outstanding. We had a singer show up. Again, I can't remember her name.
But we acknowledged that she
sang. We acknowledged that she sang, and she sang beautifully.
Okay. And what about the socks? The socks, what was the turnout for that?
The socks, we had 3 crates of socks.
Mm.
And what I mean by crates is from my knee to my foot. So,
jeez, man.
That's a lot of socks.
Well, man, it sounds like a success, man.
It was. It really was.
You know, I don't know if you can share this right now. I'm here with Jeremy Sepeg. But what other plans does the SAC program have in the future? Or what can you share on this on YC Radio?
Well, there's not a lot of stuff I can share, unfortunately. But the one thing I can share is that whatever we did this year, we're gonna always raise that. We're always gonna go 2 steps more. So when we reach a certain step of success,
right,
whenever we plan out for the next time, we're gonna go the extra 2 steps, little by little.
Well, you know, man, I like what you're doing. I like what you're doing to the SAC program.
Thank you, man.
Very good job, and keep on keeping on, man.
Thank you. Thanks, man.
All right, guys, it's been fun here with Jeremy Sepeg, signing off here at WASI Radio, the voice of today's generation. My name is Tyrese. We're out.